You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Does it never end for the family of Vanessa Guillen, this beautiful young rising star in the military, found murdered, dismembered, her body partially burned and buried in a shallow grave? I can only imagine the defendants standing over her remains as they burn them. Reports that the leaves above the burn spot in the trees, way up in the trees, were singed and burned. It reminds me of the witches around the fire in Shakespeare, double, toil and trouble, just cackling as they destroy the body of this young girl. All she wanted was to devote her life to the military. And who did not protect her? The military.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
In the last hours, a major bombshell in the case of Vanessa Guillen. Yes, her body ultimately found, dismembered, burned, buried. It was found because of the stench of decomposure. But it ain't over yet. It is not over yet. First of all, take a listen to this.
Human remains were found this morning. This comes after someone was out here working on the fence. They said they saw the human remains, or what they thought were human remains, and they called Bell County Sheriff's Department, who then came out here, contacted the FBI, and contacted Army CID, who later confirmed they were indeed human remains. But here today is Bell County Sheriff's Department, FBI, Army CID, DPS, and Texas Equisearch. Human remains were found right this close to the street, and DPS Sergeant Brian Washko spoke earlier about what led investigators back to this location that they searched on June 22nd.
Throughout the investigation, throughout the course of the investigation, more information was received, which led the Texas Rangers, who were assisting the U.S. Army CID, back out to this location. I believe a civilian did, who was working in the area, some ranch work, had noticed a foul odor and contacted the authorities.
Tim Miller, a volunteer from Equisearch, Texas Equisearch, they're on the scene. It wasn't because of the military, who should have been out searching for one of their own. One of their own that had made complaints of being sex harassed. You were just hearing our friends at KCEN-TV about the discovery of this young girl's body. But in the last days, another bombshell. Take a listen to our friend Steve Campion, ABC 13, KTRK, Houston.
Cecily Aguilar and her public defenders asked the judge to throw out her 2020 confession, in which she told investigators she helped Aaron Robinson dismember and dispose of Guillen's body. In fact, we saw for the first time today video of Aguilar's conversation with investigators. She's seen on camera saying, quote, "I'm ready to get this expletive over with,"
stop
end
that
quote,
sound right there, before sitting. I'm ready to get this S-H-I-T over with. Did she actually say that? Cecily Aguilar, co-defendant to killer Aaron Robinson, actually says, "I'm ready to get this S-H-I-T over." Really? She wants it over? Well, what about Vanessa's mother and her sister and her family? Don't you think they want it over? But it will never have the ending that they want. To see Vanessa, to hold her again, to love her, to talk to her, to be with her. There is no happy ending. And this woman, this demon from hell, says she wants this S-H-I-T over? Who is Cecily Aguilar? Why do we care about this woman, this married woman, dating the killer, Aaron Robinson? Well, I'll tell you why. Take a listen to our friends at crimeonline.com.
In her first interview with police, Aguilar provided an alibi for Robinson for the night Vanessa Guillen went missing, April 22nd. Aguilar told investigators that she was with Robinson the entire night and that they didn't leave the house. When investigators got phone records, they re-interviewed Aguilar and asked her why there were so many calls between her and Robinson on the night of April 22nd up until 3:30 a.m. on the 23rd if they were together in the house. At first, she claimed she couldn't find her phone and Robinson was calling it to help her find it. But it was the length of the calls that made that impossible to believe, so investigators pressed Aguilar until she changed her story. In a follow-up interview with investigators on June 19th, Aguilar suddenly remembered that Robinson wanted to take her to a park by the water where they could look at the stars. Checking phone location data, investigators were able to find the exact location where Aguilar and Robinson were on April 23rd and 26th and found a partially burned tough box and other evidence that led to the remains of Vanessa Guillen. Cecily Aguilar was arrested at 4 a.m. on July 1st, 3 hours after her boyfriend, Aaron Robinson, committed suicide. She was charged with conspiracy to tamper with evidence in relation to the disappearance of Vanessa Guillen.
Lies, lies, lies. Every time they catch Cecily Aguilar, the married lover, the mistress of the killer, she lies, 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 comes up with another story. This is the woman who dismembered Vanessa's body, who burned it, who buried it. And now she says they were out sitting on a bench looking at the stars. I mean, I'm going to introduce to you our all-star panel. But first of all, Robert Crispin, former Fed with the DEA, cop down in the Fort Lauderdale, Miami area. That's not easy. You'll get killed over a hit of crack just like that down there. Now private investigator at CrispinInvestigations.com. Do you ever get sick of liars? Just in the course of being a cop, being a prosecutor, it never ends. It never ends. Every time they open their mouth, it's a lie.
Every time, especially when you're guilty. They lie, they lie, they lie. But the best part about this is electronic evidence. And electronic evidence in today's world proves you're lying. And that's what happened in this case.
I mean, she said, oh, we were just trying to find my phone. And you got a phone call for 45 minutes.
Of course.
Really?
Absolutely.
That took a long time to find the phone. With me, an all-star panel, Jasmine Caldwell, news anchor and reporter, KCEN, Channel 6, all over this story. Dr. Priya Banerjee, board-certified forensic pathologist. You can find her at anchorforensicpathology.com and assistant medical examiner. Robert Crispin, that you just heard, man, he's talked to plenty of liars in his day. Dr. Angela Arnold, renowned psychiatrist, joining us out of the Atlanta jurisdiction. And you can find her at AngelaArnoldMD.com. Nally Kwam, a special guest joining us. This is the lawyer that has been to HELL and back representing Vanessa's family. And you can find her at Whistleblower Law Firm. And I want to go right now to who I consider now to be a friend, along with Nally Kwam, Myra Guillen. This is Vanessa's sister. And I truly believe if it had not been for Myra Guillen, this case would be unsolved right now. And Vanessa's family would have no idea what had become of Vanessa. Myra, when you hear Cecily Aguilar lying through her teeth time after time after time, how does that make you feel?
You know, that only brings so much hate and anger that I don't want to have towards any individual. But it's amazing how even after everything that she's done, she's still trying to continue to fight with us.
You know what? You're so much of a better person than me. I've never claimed to be anything but a crime fighter. Myra, you don't want to harbor hate and anger. That's incredible to me after what you and your mother have been through. You driving through the night. Remember you told me you drove through the night, hours and hours. I think it was raining to get to Fort Hood. You get there and get to the guard post, And they won't even let you in. And there, let me just say, misinformation begins. Lies is what I call it. About where is Vanessa? What have they done to try to find Vanessa? They won't even let you speak to anybody till the next morning. Go to some motel, spend the night. And still, the lies keep coming about where your sister is. And now you've got Cecily Aguilar lying through her teeth, trying to get her confession thrown out of court. Did you guys even tell your mother about that?
Definitely. I mean, you know, it's impossible to keep these things from her. It's all over the news outlet. And I feel like it's important for her to know in case it would have gotten tossed out just for us, you know, be on the safe side.
Oh, gosh, yes, you're so right. Oh, my mom is a little bit older than your mom, but sometimes I don't tell her things that I think are going to get her upset. But if you hadn't told her, oh, dear Lord in heaven. But I remember, Myra, that she got really, really ill around the time Vanessa went missing. It was just too much on her.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
We're talking about the co-defendant that dismembered, burned, buried Vanessa Guillen. Now, why is her statement so important? And her defense team is trying every trick in the book to try to get this statement thrown out. And now you're going to find out why. Take a listen to our friends at ABC 2020.
After finding human remains by the Leon River, Army investigators hauled Cecily Aguilar, Robinson's girlfriend, back in for questioning, and this time they say she's ready to talk.
According to court documents, as Aguilar's interview with investigators continues, she allegedly tells them that Aaron Robinson confessed to her that he had bludgeoned a female soldier to death in an armory room on base.
Aguilar states that Robinson further told her that he placed Vanessa in a tough box and drove her off the base.
Now, at the river, authorities say Cecily Aguilar agrees to help Robinson get rid of the body.
They allegedly do something that is out of a horror movie.
Cecily tells investigators that Robinson opens up this container and shows Cecily the remains of Vanessa.
Okay, we need that statement in evidence. Straight out to Jasmine Caldwell, news anchor reporter KCEN Channel 6. Jasmine, what are the claims? Why did Cecily Aguilar's lawyers argue to the judge that her statement should be thrown out?
Well, her lawyers argued to the judge that her statement should be thrown out because apparently Aguilar was not advised of her Miranda rights, which gave her the right to remain silent and ask for an attorney. And they also said that, you know, she was not told anything, that anything that she said would be used against her in a court of law.
Absolutely correct. Jasmine Caldwell joining us from KCEN. As a matter of fact, in addition to what Jasmine is telling us, which is accurate, the lawyers claim that Cecily Aguilar was being held by police for 3 hours before she was finally Mirandized. Miranda, as you know, all you legal eagles, is an acronym of sorts, a moniker for a case, better put, a moniker for U.S. versus Miranda. Miranda was a person who gave a statement without being advised of his rights, and the case was reversed. That's what that means. Mirandize means the ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court in U.S. v. Miranda. That's what that's all about. Now, the state says, well, wait a minute. You have to be under arrest. You have to be detained before Miranda kicks in, Miranda rights. And what happened was that she was speaking voluntarily That's why she didn't get Miranda. Robert Crispin, you have taken plenty of confessions in the past.
Sure.
Isn't it true? Miranda does not apply unless the target, the person, the witness, suddenly becomes under arrest or detained to a point where they cannot leave.
Correct.
So here, that is what the state is arguing back. You'll just have to cut all that where I tried to go to Naliquam. Well, there's more. There's more as to why we need this confession in evidence. Take a listen to John Quinones, 2020.
They allegedly decide to use some type of tool, reportedly a machete of sorts, to then dismember the body.
Then investigators say that Aguilar told them they attempted to burn the body, but that didn't work.
Then they allegedly dig three separate holes to bury her remains. According to investigators, after covering up the remains, Robinson and Aguilar leave. But then 3 days later, on April 26th, they allegedly come back again, bringing hairnets, gloves, and concrete that investigators say Cecily Aguilar got from someone on Facebook Messenger.
They allegedly go to the remains, attempt to further break up the body, burn it again, and then decide to cover up the body with concrete.
They clearly come back, according to this criminal complaint, with a plan on how they are going to conceal this body as best as they can.
To you, Dr. Angela Arnold, psychiatrist, joining us out of the Atlanta jurisdiction. Dr. Angie, the reality is, look at all the time she had to stop this. They actually go back days later, having planned it with hairnets, gloves, all sorts of supplies to further hide Vanessa's dead body.
Yes, it doesn't speak very well for her defense if she can plan that much and for that long. She's certainly not going to be able to use any kind of insanity defense. There's too much planning going on.
And she also, Natalie Kwam, a veteran trial lawyer who is representing and has been representing the Guillen family, she also cannot blame it all on Aaron Robinson, her lover, because she's in it just as deeply as he is. She doesn't have to go back over there. I mean, Natalie, think about it. What if somebody said, hey, Natalie, can you help me dismember a body and burn it and bury it and put cement on top of it tonight? She didn't have to do that, but she did.
That's correct. You know, Nancy, when she gave that statement and she told them that she knew that she was there voluntarily, she even offered to take them to the site. And afterwards, she even admitted that she was not held against her own permission. She said that she knew she was free to go. She said the only time she was ever stuck or detained was when she did that to Vanessa's body that evening, alleging that, which was a shocker, alleging that Aaron Robinson had put the gun to her head and made her do it. But that's for another minute.
That's total BS. Hey, Natalie, what do we know about this woman, Cecily Aguilar?
Well, we know that she has been having an affair on her husband with this guy, Aaron Robinson. We know that she has a criminal history in Michigan. So she knew the system. You know how they say criminals know the system better than lawyers? She knew the system. She knew her Miranda rights. She knew all this stuff. And so she's a veteran in the criminal system. So to act like she's dumb, you know, they say you got to be smart to play dumb. That's been her game this whole entire time.
You know, it's just amazing to me. If the public only knew, guys, especially those of you who are in the system, like Robert Crispin, Natalie Kwam, if the public only knew all the secret ways lawyers have, not all of them so secret, to get their clients off the hook when they are so guilty of heinous crimes.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Dr. Angela Arnold, I very rarely, I mean very rarely, think back on the murder of my fiancé because I don't want to relive him taking all those bullets to his head and his face,
oh my gosh,
his neck and his back. Was he awake? Was he conscious? What were his last thoughts? Was he in pain?
Did it hurt?
All of that. I don't want to think about it because it's just, it's so horrible. And to think this family has to think not only about Vanessa's murder, but then dismembering her body, trying to burn it. No remorse on the part of Robinson and Aguilar. They go back, in fact, to try to cover up, wearing hairnets and gloves so they don't get caught. They didn't care at all about what they were doing to Vanessa.
Well, and also, Nancy, to me, the horrible sadness of this that the family has to deal with also is that this girl had been targeted prior to this.
With the sex harassment.
Yes, and she was being sexually harassed. Beautiful, young, 20-year-old girl wants to give her life to the military. What an honorable thing to do. And she is in the military being sexually harassed. And then that ends
and
in her
and afraid
death.
To say anything about it, Dr. Angie.
Yes.
Afraid she'd get blackballed and couldn't rise in the ranks, so she just put up with it.
Because when you're 20 years old, Nancy, you really can't say anything about it. There are too many people that are in positions of power over you. And so instead of her being able to, unfortunately, go through this, she gets killed and dismembered.
Guys, I want to talk to Dr. Priya Banerjee, joining us, a forensic pathologist, assistant medical examiner at anchorforensicpathology.com. Dr. Priya, these two not only dismembered the body, which is a very onerous task, hard to do, but then tried to burn the body. How difficult is it to burn a human body?
Incredibly. I mean, this is in an uncontrolled environment. This is not a crematory. This is not even a fireplace, right? This is out in the open. They're just so evil. That's what comes to my mind. I've dealt with dismembered cases. I've dealt with burned cases. And it's just horrible. And the irony is, even when you burn a body, it's because it's not like a crematory, there's still so much evidence that remains.
You know, Dr. Priya Banerjee, I've handled a lot of arson cases where people were inside the structure when the arson occurred or inside the car. I have never, in all the arson cases I have investigated, tried myself to a jury or worked on, covered, I've never seen a body totally destroyed except once. And that was the case of Teresa Halbach, photographer, who was murdered by Stephen Avery with his nephew, Brendan Dassey, along for the ride. And he, Stephen Avery, stood over a fire pit for hours and hours, way into the early morning hours, stirring the remains. And in there was the photographer, Teresa Halbach. All they found of her were some teeth and the studs off her Daisy Fuentes blue jeans. That's so all that was left.
Yeah, you really need to work at it to really, you know, burn away a body. It's not as easy as, you know, people think. And obviously here, there are still plenty of evidence left. You know, to go forward, thank God.
You know, to you, Myra, again, on one hand, I feel sad that you're hearing these facts, and I know you've heard them before. You've lived through them. But can you remember, on the other hand, I want the listeners to know what victims' families go through, because it's easy to just not think about it. When you learned your sister had been dismembered, and her body, her beautiful body, her beautiful face and hair burned by these two demons. They're demons straight from hell. Do you remember the first time you learned what had been done to Vanessa?
Yes, it was actually a phone call I had with Tim Midler from EquiSearch. And he got to describe to me the scenario and what exactly was found. And I feel like those are words that I'll never be able to say on my own will, because it's so hard to believe that people are capable of such things.
Tim, who is a crime victim himself, his daughter was murdered, and he has fought a lot of personal demons in his quest for justice to help other people find their missing. But I remember also, Myra, when he called me, he was on the scene and called me, and he was crying about the discovery of Vanessa. Let me put all that aside for one moment and get back in the middle of the road here about Cecily Aguilar trying to get her confession thrown out of evidence. Why is she so desperate to have it thrown out? Not only does she describe what she and her lover did to Vanessa, but she even talks about a motive. Take a listen now to our friends at KHOU 11, our cut 7.
What was the motive? Why do you believe Vanessa was killed?
He told his girlfriend that she was going to report him for having an affair with a married person.
He is Army Specialist Aaron Robinson, who was dating a former soldier's wife. Her name is Cecily Aguilar, and she's now in custody. In a 5-page affidavit, Aguilar confesses to helping him get rid of Guillen's body, telling investigators Guillen never made it off the Army base alive.
You can't tell me that someone's bludgeoned to death in an armory room, and then all of a sudden, nobody heard her screaming, nobody saw the blood all over the room.
According to the affidavit, Robinson beat Guillen to death with a hammer, put her in a storage case, went home, and came back to base that night to move the body. The girlfriend says he took her out to a bridge near the Leon River, where the couple cut her up, set her on fire, and buried her in 3 separate places.
That's why she doesn't want this confession in, because she is doomed. She will go to jail for a very long time. If a jury convicts her, God willing, they will. But think about, just let yourself think about what this confession means. Let's make it real. Take a listen to our friend from Texas EquiSearch. Listen to what Tim Miller tells me.
Nancy, I normally don't put out information that I know on an investigation like this, but I felt that there was a cover-up. I know I'm the most hated person in with the military right now because I said all this stuff. But the reason I said all this stuff was hopefully somebody would start talking and get out there. And I knew, Nancy, the minute that we found that burn pile and that Pelican case, that it had something to do with it. And I can tell you this for a fact, the CID investigator that was out there with us when we found that didn't think it had any relevance to the case. We had to push and push and push him. And he said, well, the case didn't look like that. And one of our people actually Googled the Pelican case and showed him the picture before he was willing to even go to the site to look at.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Jasmine Caldwell, what is CID?
Army CID is the Army Criminal Investigation Division. It's kind of like the Army's police department. And they only come in and investigate serious cases, crimes, murders that happen on the base or to their individual soldiers.
Jasmine Caldwell, just an aside, are you concerned at all about how this, reporting on this, basically against the military, is going to affect you?
You know what? Sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't. Because, you know, this was such a big case, and if I have to report the truth, you know, I don't care, you know, who's upset with me or who's mad. But, I mean, this was just one of those cases where, you know, the Army really messed up. And, you know, that's nobody's fault but theirs.
And did you hear this? I mean, not looking for her, lying to her family about it, claiming there's no evidence in the armory where she was bludgeoned dead with a hammer. You want to tell me there's not blood everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Just completely lying about everything. Where was Vanessa that day? Why was she called in on her day off? How did this happen? What happened to the claims of sex harassment? There's so many questions that they just apparently aren't hearing to this day. And now we hear Tim Miller say that they tried to ignore that Pelican case. And what he's talking about is a big, isn't it a big plastic? Yes. You can look on Google, like he just said, and see it. In fact, we got one for the twins to take to scout camp. It's a big, sturdy case made of thick plastic that looks like it would hold a dead body. And they didn't even want to come look at it. Miller had to make them come, and that's not all. Listen to more of our friend Tim Miller.
A lot of times I got a lot of things to talk about, and this time I don't. It's still trying to digest that scene and what happened and that fire. And that fire was so high, Nancy, it was burning tree limbs 15 feet above the damn fire. They made that fire hot. There was a tire at that fire, too. And we know when you put a tire in a fire, it burns even hotter. And you know what, Nancy? There is still plastic out there that they did not take in for evidence. And I'm not saying a little bit of plastic. And it was trying to figure out why in the hell didn't they take everything that was here? All they took was that part of that lid. There was still stuff out there. Yeah, this investigation was botched terribly, terribly.
And, you know, Robert Crispin, former Fed with the DEA, agent down in the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area, now private investigator with CrispinInvestigations.com. Robert, do you know how much people lose faith, for instance, in the military in this case, or police, when they believe the authorities don't care or do a bad job, like leaving behind evidence? You had to drag them out there by their toenails to come look at what ultimately we learned had Vanessa's dead body in it. I mean, it you just lose faith.
Especially in today's world with law enforcement being such the black eye of all the citizens out there trying to do their job and just the public not supporting them. But the problem is, and I don't know the experience of the investigators, but I will tell you from being on just hundreds of scenes in my time, the experience of the investigator has a lot to do with that case. Just because you got a detective badge doesn't mean you can be a detective.
Yeah, that's true.
And not working these particular crimes or numerous homicides or numerous types of crimes where you have experience and you do the little things like take all the evidence, speak mm-hmm. to all the witnesses, have an open
true.
Mind
true.
As to how this happened, you know, who your suspects are.
And if you leave behind evidence, Robert Crispin, that makes this confession that much more important that it be kept in evidence.
Correct.
To Dr. Priya Banerjee, assistant medical examiner, pathologist at anchorforensicpathology.com, Dr. Priya, her body was dismembered. We need that confession. We got to have that confession in evidence, because with a dismembered body, it may be more difficult to determine COD cause of death. Why?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you bring in more mutilation to the body, and I call it mutilation, even though it's post-mortem, I mean, it's horrible, right? You're piecemealing the body. You don't know, like, if injuries are destroyed in that process. You know, being hit in the head with the hammer, that does give you very key injury, so that should be able to be identified. But really, it's a much more complicated puzzle that you have to piece together. And I just wanted to talk about a separate issue, which is about the crime scene. I respond to a lot of crime scenes to guide the police and the investigators about what's abnormal. And I completely agree with Mr. Crispin that you don't overlook little things, you know, the plastic. My heart actually breaks for Mr. Miller, too, because they are an amazing agency. And for them to point out to the police that this is important really goes to show, like, you need experienced eyes to really tell you, you know, see what the abnormalities are. And remember, the body's first spread out in the field and then coming to the morgue. So really, it's so hard in the field to recognize these things.
And that's another reason we need this woman, this married mistress of the murderer, in evidence. We cannot afford to lose this statement. As a matter of fact, take a listen to Grace White, KHOU 11.
Search teams were back in the spot where they found human remains in a shallow grave roughly 30 miles from Fort Hood. Today, crews discovered more remains. And this is where investigators found the first piece of evidence that led them to believe the search for Vanessa Guillen was close to over.
We know immediately that we're in the right spot.
Texas Equisearch's Tim Miller says the evidence they found was the lid to a Pelican storage case, a case a witness says they saw being loaded into a car around 8:30 at night, around the time Vanessa disappeared. Miller says the spot where they found remains was well concealed.
It appears like they buried her, put lime on her, mixed up concrete, put that over, put dirt over it, rocks and stuff.
Overnight video shows the scene where Killeen police confronted the suspect. They say he ultimately took his own life. But the Army says there's another suspect in custody, a civilian, the estranged wife of a different man, who they say is a former Fort Hood soldier.
You know, I firmly believe if it had not been for Myra Guillen, Vanessa's sister, Vanessa would never have been found. We would still be wondering, where is Vanessa? And now this woman, Cecily Aguilar, sits in a cell demanding this, quote, SHIT be over with? Man, she's got a nerve. In the last hours, we learn that as of right now, that statement will be kept in evidence. A federal judge has refused to bend, to cave in to defense demands the statement be thrown out. Jasmine Caldwell, join us, KCEN. What happened?
Yeah, so basically, the judge felt that Cecily Aguilar knew that she... Well, the judge felt that she wasn't being held against her will. Cecily Aguilar had even made a statement that, you know, I thought that, you know, if I would help you guys, I would be able to go home. So because she said that on camera, which is the first time we saw her taped confession, the judge said, well, you know, she knew that, you know, she wasn't being arrested. So that confession was voluntarily told.
The sister of Vanessa Guillen, Myra Guillen, with us right now. Myra, what is your response, your reaction to the judge's ruling?
Nancy, you know, I'm glad that the judge took the correct decision and to, you know, not even thinking about it. I mean, the whole time I was there in the court, I would see his reaction towards the defense. And let me tell you, I'm glad that he has, you know, like, it was just like, why even file this? Like, what's the motive of this? And I'm just glad that that motion is still in evidence because it plays such a big part.
Such a huge part. Nellie Kwam with us, the Guillen family lawyer, Myra Guillen, her sister. Myra, please know that you stay in all of our thoughts and prayers, and we are seeing this through till the end of Cecily Aguilar's trial. We wait as justice unfolds. Nancy Grace, Crime Story, signing off. Goodbye, friend.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.